vaccines, but he does want to make sure that they are effective and safe and, you know, some merit for the review, that is kind of more where he's coming from, where the president-elect is coming from. That being said, there is some concern based on RFK Jr.'s past views and statements and some of his associates.
When asked if schools should mandate vaccines, President-elect Trump said today he doesn't like vaccine mandates. Trump this morning did salute the CEO of the Japanese company SoftBank, which promises a major U.S. investment over the next 4 years.
Today, I'm thrilled to announce that SoftBank will be investing $100 billion in America, creating 100,000 American jobs at a minimum. And he's doing this because he feels very optimistic about our country since the election.
Trump indicated today he's looking at proposals to dismiss federal workers who don't return to the office full time. CBS's Anna Schechter tells us the wheels are in motion to move Luigi Mangione, the man charged with murdering the UnitedHealthcare CEO, from Pennsylvania to New York.
He's hired a high-powered, very experienced lawyer who worked in a prosecutor's office for 3 decades, and she has seen the mountain of evidence that investigators have against him, and she's thinking, you know what, we don't need to fight this extradition. Let's just get him to New York, and let's navigate through the court system as smoothly as possible. And I think that's why that this could happen very quickly, as soon as tomorrow.
Officials in the French territory of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean say the death toll after a powerful cyclone is rising. CBS's Vladimir Dutier.
Rescue workers are scrambling to reach the remote archipelago, which is home to around 300,000 people. You can see entire neighborhoods that have just been flattened. Officials fear the death toll could be in the thousands.
In this country, a storm system's rattling the West Coast, and CBS's Rob Marciano tells us there are other weather issues across the nation.
We could see winds that gust, you know, 30, 40, maybe even 50 miles an hour from places like Chicago, Cleveland, and up through Buffalo. The temperature, though, will be warmer.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 26 points. The S&P and NASDAQ are trading higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 36-year-old man from Franklin and a Racine County Sheriff's deputy both went through the ice on Wind Lake during a rescue Saturday afternoon. Despite being in the water for an hour, the man from Franklin was rescued and is expected to be okay. A house fire near 16th and Kearney in Racine Friday resulted in the deaths of a family dog and a cat. The fire caused an estimated $80,000 in damages, with the cause still unknown. Foxconn has been approved for nearly $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. Microsoft has acquired a lot of the Foxconn land, and they're investing over $3 billion to create data centers in Mount Pleasant. 2 well-traveled highways in the area have been officially renamed. County Highway KR is now State Highway 195. State Highway 75 has been redesignated as County Highway BD. Kenosha County has launched a new online property tax payment system. The new way allows property owners to view, print, and pay taxes in one location with electronic payment options available. And Racine's Harbor Fest is set to return to Festival Park on June 13th and 14th. It's after an 18-year hiatus. A statement says the event promises music, food, and family entertainment. Net proceeds are going to local charities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers beat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay jumped out to an early lead and beat the Seahawks 30-13. The Packers scored on a 10-play opening drive. Running back Josh Jacobs was the ball carrier on 9 of those plays.
I always want to set the tone. I always want to start the game a certain type of way to create, you know, energy and things like that for the team.
The Packers offense began to sputter in the third quarter. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, it's something that we're going to have to clean up, just having that consistency through 4 quarters and be able to put together a 4-quarter battle.
Next, the Packers host the Saints on Monday Night Football. College volleyball, the Wisconsin women's team losing the regional finals to Nebraska in 3 straight sets.
It's always hard when you lose that your last match. You feel for them, especially when you see the work that they do day in and day out, and stacking years on top of that.
As Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN. A dark and dreary day today. Stuck under overcast, cloudy skies with areas of fog. High temperatures are nice and mild, though, tapping the mid-40s with a west breeze. And overnight tonight, we fall below freezing. Chances of snow moving in tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. You have been so patient, I know, but you have to be patient for one more hour in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Statewide Contest, because I'm going to give you another keyword an hour from now. And when I do, you're going to want to text it back to us for your chance to win $100 cash and get in on some of those grand prizes on the Grown-Up Gift List. All you need to do is download the Civic Media app. If you haven't done so already, you can do so from the App Store or from civicmedia.us. And next keyword coming up 1 hour from now. Good luck from WRJN.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. Hurry home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
We'll be right back.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing pretty well. Stuart J. Waddles is here. Let's settle this once and for all. We've got some hard questions, and we're gonna come up with the answers, you and I.
I think I'm ready.
All right. Is tomato a fruit?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. 65% agree with you, and in fact, it is, because why? It has seeds on the inside, right?
Yeah.
It grows on a plant. Let's see. Number two, should you put milk in tea?
I don't know if you should, but people do.
Well, that's not the question.
Well, no, you shouldn't.
59% of people agree with you. So you got
people in America?
It doesn't say.
All right.
Doesn't say. I got to give you the dinger on that one. Hang on. I got to find the dinger. Here we go.
There
we go.
There it is. Thank you.
59% agree with you. Let's see. Should pineapple be put on pizza?
No.
I agree.
No. Tacos, though. You ever have tacos al pastor?
Yeah. They don't have pineapple on them, do they?
Certain places that serve it will put a piece of pineapple on it, and traditionally, I think that's the way it's done.
They better not stick that in front of my face.
Oh, Kurt, you got to give it a try.
No, I don't think I do.
Authentic.
I don't think I do. Naps, helpful or not?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. 76% agree with you. Yep. Is the Oxford comma necessary?
Always.
Always?
Oh, yeah.
67% agree with you, yes.
Yeah, I can get into some weird wording at times and misunderstandings.
Yeah. I was running this list by my son the other day, and he said, what's the Oxford comma? So I had to explain. If you have a list of things, the Oxford comma is between the final two. Is that correct? Do I have that right?
Yeah, he's the smart one, right?
I can't say no. And finally, Stuart, are video games art?
Of course.
Yeah. Especially the music.
Definitely.
You ever listen to the music in video games these days?
Of course. Yeah. I can probably go three or four titles deep with you. I could probably do the Contra theme if you want me to.
Okay.
You ever play the Contra game?
No.
Sonic had a great theme.
No. No, I'm not. I go back to Donkey Kong and Frogger. So.
Well, but there are some symphony orchestras that'll do like a Super Mario night.
Sure.
Where they just do the music of the Mario Bros.
Why not?
Yeah, it's good
music. Yeah.
Doodle.
There's Stuart J. Waddles keeping us up to date throughout the day on WRJM.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer. Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Off the holidays at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your one-stop shop for unmatched selection, exceptional service, and unbeatable convenience. Planning a holiday party? Stock up with the incredible Beer Cave selection, and don't miss the liquor department's box gift sets that are sure to impress. In a hurry? Skip the lines and cruise through the convenient drive-thru, perfect for the season's hustle and bustle. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, where fast meets fantastic. 31 and Spring Street in Racine.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2, and the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend.
Yeah, local news coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll have the latest on the school shooting in Madison today. Presley, WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, where we're looking for mostly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 40. Maybe tomorrow night and early into Wednesday, a little bit of snow in the forecast. We'll keep you up to date here on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hints, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's Dean Martin on WRJN.
Rudolph. 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 Shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudy join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudy the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever
one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, mit your nose so bright, won't you guide mine sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee.
Rudy the Red-Beaked Reindeer. You'll go down in history.
Radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Three people are dead after a school shooting in Madison. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Madison police say they got the call for an active shooter just before 11 a.m. Monday at Abundant Life Christian School on Madison's east side. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Today, around 10:57 a.m., our officers were responding to a call of an active shooter at the Abundant Life Christian School here in Madison. When officers arrived, they found multiple victims suffering from gunshot wounds.
Barnes says the shooter was a student and is now deceased. However, he said police did not have to shoot their weapons. Then authorities shifted focus to getting medical help for the people shot. The school has posted on their Facebook page asking for prayers. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
A Racine County Sheriff's deputy and a 36-year-old Franklin man fell through Racine County ice this weekend. The rescue attempt went awry Saturday afternoon on Wind Lake. The man from Franklin went into the water at around 12:30, several hundred yards from shore. A statement says very thin ice made for a tricky recovery. Despite being in the water for about an hour, the man rescued is expected to be okay. While Microsoft is using most of the land, Foxconn is still getting tax credits. A recent state report shows that Foxconn has been approved for almost $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. The report shows just over 1,100 Foxconn employees in the state and the company spending $24 million in Racine County development. Originally, it was promised $10 billion and 13,000 jobs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low to the low 30s. For tomorrow, more clouds, highs warm to the upper 30s. Snow showers possible tomorrow night into early Wednesday, minor accumulations. Wednesday high, low 30s, more snow again Thursday. It's 46 right now.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, cut me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, and now a song written by John Fogerty for Creedence Clearwater Revival. This song takes John Fogerty back to his childhood, and his family would go to a creek near Winters, California. They would do some camping there. It's where he learned to swim. He remembers dragonflies and bullfrogs. This is Green River on WRJN.
I can hear the bullfrog. the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of The Rest of the Story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Judy in the Sky. Wearing your green slips and your new round bomb across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweep sparrow we got, Judy in the Sky with glasses.
Come to me tonight, come to me tonight. Judy in the Sky, what you aiming for?
I'll just take your glasses.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? It's just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is some sharks can live up to 5 centuries. Yeah, Greenland sharks in particular can live a long time. They only grow about 1 centimeter a year, but it's believed they can live up to 500 years. As long as they don't have some sort of accident.
Sick of campaign ads? I bet. But Racine County needs you at the polls on December 19th to vote for Ralph Malicki for county executive. Ralph stands for fiscal responsibility, collaboration, and economic development. Exactly the leadership Racine County needs to build for tomorrow. The South Shore Realtors Association supports Ralph Malicki. So should you. On December 19th, it's time to be picky. Vote for Ralph Malicki. Paid for by the Wisconsin Realtors Political Fund. Not authorized by any candidate, candidate's agent, or committee.
The 10th day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Dogs and Cream. When the weather gets colder, warm up with something hot and delicious. The classic Chicago dogs, chili and cheese dogs, pretzel dogs, and savory burgers are just what you need to fight off that winter chill. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
the Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4. We'll have the latest from that school shooting in Madison today.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Look around, and if you're looking down,
put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Paperback writer.
Dirty.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Wisconsin's governor has ordered flags to fly at half staff after a school shooting there left three people dead, including a teacher and a student. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
The shooting happened at a K-12 Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. Police Chief Sean Barnes says the suspect, a juvenile student, was found dead.
Officers located a juvenile who they believe was responsible for this decease in the building.
But he says police never fired their weapons. Governor Tony Evers says in a statement, "We are praying for the kids, educators, and entire community." Matt Piper, CBS News.
President-elect Donald Trump answered a wide range of questions at a news conference today. He was asked about his thoughts on the polio vaccine. He said he's a big believer, despite past comments by his choice for health secretary. Here's correspondent Nicole Killian.
The president-elect is saying that he intends to have a discussion with RFK Jr. about the path forward transition. Aides say that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. isn't necessarily pushing to get rid of all vaccines, but he does want to make sure that they are effective and safe. And that being said, there is some concern based on RFK Jr.'s past views and statements.
Trump also weighed in on all the drone sightings from New Jersey to Ohio and insists the government knows what is happening.
And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense.
The suspect in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson could be moved to New York soon from Pennsylvania. And Luigi Mangione has a new high-profile attorney representing him. CBS's Anna Schechter is following the developments.
Already, he's been charged with second-degree murder, but we're told that we could expect to see a first-degree murder charge come down based on all the evidence. Now, this in New York is usually reserved for law enforcement who are killed by a suspect, but in this case, this high-profile case, given all the evidence, they feel so confident they have the right guy.
The State Department today wouldn't rule out sending an American team to Syria to try to locate Austin Tice, a former Marine who has been missing there since 2012. But spokesman Matthew Miller says the administration has been in touch with the rebels who overthrew the Assad regime.